From VOA Learning English, welcome to As It Is. I'm Katie Weaver. The United Nations says an estimated 1.8 million Syrians have fled their country since the Syrian conflict started 2 years ago. The largest number of refugees is in Lebanon. Most are women and children. Today, we talk about some of the dangers they face. About 75% of the Syrian refugees in Lebanon are women and children. The economic difficulty they face there is forcing an increasing number of Syrian women and girls to consider involvement in the sex trade. Some aid workers describe it as survival sex. Avi Arditi reports.
Rima Zaza is with the Lebanese aid group Solidarity and Development. She is concerned about the extreme poverty faced by many refugees from Syria. She says the number of women forced to trade sex for money and food will continue to rise as the refugee population grows.
There are certain shelters that are known that the prostitution percentage is very high in these shelters. Whether in Ain al-Hilwi camp, whether in Saida, whether in Aqbili, in different areas, they are known.
More than 600,000 Syrians have registered with the United Nations in Lebanon as refugees. But the Lebanese government says it believes there are more than 1 million in the country. By the end of 2013, that number could reach 2 million. So many refugees would place terrible pressure on a small country that already faces economic problems. Unlike Jordan and Turkey, Lebanon has refused to build new refugee camps to shelter Syrian refugees. Syrian women and girls are instead spread throughout Lebanon in empty buildings, low-cost housing, and other places. Aid groups say the female refugees often face threats, including demands for sex from building owners, store owners, and Lebanese officials. Afana is a 26-year-old Syrian woman with two young children. She says it is not uncommon even for male aid workers to ask for sex. She explained through a translator what happened to her at one charity.
In one of the NGOs, he told her that if you accept to sleep with me, if we can have the sexual relation, every time I have any kind of access to assistance, it will be yours. I will have your name on me. So she started crying and she went out of the NGO.
Lebanese officials describe reports of increased prostitution as false. They note evidence from the internal security forces that shows no increase in the number of trafficked women. But aid workers agree that organized sex trafficking is not the problem in Lebanon. They say it is individual women or girls being forced by their poverty to offer sex for money or other help. And the aid workers say many men are accepting the exchange. Qasem Saad works for the Lebanese office of the aid organization Developmental Action Without Borders. He says Syrian women and girls are in such urgent need that they sell themselves for very little. He says that outside a Palestinian refugee camp near Sidon, the price was as low as 10,000 Lebanese pounds, or $7.
Here we have a lot of cases. But also because of the taboo and because of the Islamist fights that we have inside the camps, the people, they are afraid to talk about these things. But if you go outside the camp, you will see those Palestinians and Syrians girls or women, who they suffered from poverty, they are going outside the camp and they practice this sex or activities.
Qasem Saad's group is working to train the Lebanese police to see these women and children as victims instead of lawbreakers. I'm Avi Ardidi.
Aid workers say the threats faced by Syrian women and children in Lebanon do not always come from strangers. Reports of abuse by Syrian husbands and fathers are said to be increasing. Syrian women say jobless men are worried and humiliated about living as refugees. Aid workers in Lebanon say it is hard to learn how widespread violence and abuse is among refugee families. But they say more women are seeking help and advice on how to deal with violent husbands and male relatives. The aid workers say the simple fact that women are coming forward is notable. Arab culture teaches women to avoid discussing such problems with strangers. The non-governmental group, Developmental Action Without Borders, operates 7 centers for women and children in Lebanon. Qasem Saad says all of the centers are seeing more Syrian women reporting examples of abuse.
We discover a lot of girls, particularly. They suffer from sexual abuse inside their houses, particularly from the uncles, the brothers. But you know, in this community, it is a Muslim community. And the people, the Muslim people, they have their own problems. They don't want to see it. Yeah. They don't want to admit that they have a problem here.
Syrian refugee families often live in extremely overcrowded conditions, in old, empty buildings or poorly made shelters. Aid workers say there is deep anger over the living situation. They say men often express this anger through violence against the women closest to them. Miriam is a 31-year-old mother of 5. She fled with her family from their home in Damascus. She says her husband has changed toward her and their children since they arrived in Lebanon. She explains through a translator.
Her husband himself never used to hit any of the children. Now he would hit the children. He would scream at her. He would shout at her.
A social worker says Miriam has also been beaten by her husband. But the worker says she does not want to admit this to a male stranger. Many refugees are suffering from stress disorders as a result of what they experienced in Syria, including witnessing violent deaths of relatives and friends. Qasem Saad says sexual abuse and family violence is adding to the suffering of refugee women.
We're doing a lot of psychosocial work with them. And we try to provide them by techniques how they can defend themselves and how to cope the situation that they are living inside their houses. In some cases, we are in contact with the Lebanese security because sometimes you need to protect them, okay? To protect them by law.
However, the law can help protect only to a point. Lebanese law does not recognize rape within marriage. And that's As It Is for today. I'm Katie Weaver. Thanks for joining us. Visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com, where you can find audio and PDF files for download. You can also leave a comment for us about this show or any of our programs.